Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
It's Wednesday, the morning we talk with Michigan Radio's political analyst, Jack Lessenberry. And today we're going to review some of the top political news stories of the year. So, Jack, all year long, it seemed we kept talking and waiting for a road funding plan. Why was road funding such a hard thing for lawmakers to agree on?
Well, because it involved taxes, and it's impossible really to get the revenue needed for the roads without raising taxes, and politicians have always not wanted to do that in an election year, and since the rise of the Tea Party, it's even harder, and eventually they just punted.
So what do you think will happen in May when voters go to the polls to decide if we should increase the sales tax to fund the roads?
Well, that's the real big, as you might say it, $1.2 billion a year question. Everybody, so the governing class all agrees that we need to raise this money to fix the roads, although a lot of them wouldn't have chosen this route. But we don't know who's going to vote in May. We don't know what voter sentiment is going to be. People certainly do want to fix the roads, but people don't like raising taxes themselves, and a lot of them don't like the sales tax. So on balance, the odds probably slightly favor its passage, but we just don't know.
And Detroit has emerged from bankruptcy. What are your thoughts on how the bankruptcy process played out this year?
Probably the end game here at the bankruptcy was better than almost anybody imagined. The DIA wasn't looted. The city emerged basically intact. Pensions were nicked, but not by nearly as much as people thought. But the real question is, how does the city, A, stay solvent, and B, start to do better and get prosperous and attract the kind of new residents, middle-class families needed for sort of a functioning, prosperous city? And these questions just aren't answered, and it's going to depend on a lot of things, the economy, and a continuing good partnership between the mayor of Detroit and the governor of Michigan.
And finally, it was a roller coaster year for the issue of gay marriage, especially in Michigan. Now a couple from Michigan might be the case to decide the issue nationally. Give us a brief rundown on how we got to this point and what is still to come.
Well, there's certainly been a sea change nationally. There have been cases all over the country where, in most cases, appellate judges have, federal judges have ruled that there's a right to same-sex marriage. Most appellate courts have upheld that, but one, including the District of Michigan, has not. And when you get conflicting decisions at lower levels of the federal court and in the federal appellate judiciary, that almost certainly guarantees the United States Supreme Court will take the case. And eventually, whether this term, next term, the U.S. Supreme Court will probably settle this issue. Now, they may well not settle it. They may well say it's up to the states. We just don't know, but that's the way it's headed. And, of course, we have this famous case in Michigan with the two nurses who wanted to jointly adopt children. Federal Judge Bernard Friedman in Michigan ruled they had a right to. This was stayed. So, you know, we are sort of headed for the OK Corral, and Michigan could well be the case, although probably a lot of these cases will be bundled. Michigan could be the case that actually decides this.
All right, Jack. Well, we will talk about these issues in the new year. Thanks so much.
Merry Christmas.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.